The questions you always had. The answers you were never given. The place to seek the truth. Welcome to Veritas.
Tonight on Veritas, the long-awaited return of a man who has sparked revolutions of thought, stirred fierce debate, and shattered the illusions we're told to believe. In 2012, David Icke joined us for Imprisoned in Freedom, a conversation that exposed the invisible chains controlling our perception. 13 years later, he's back, and the stakes have never been higher. With The Reveal, the next stage of human awareness, David delivers his most controversial insights yet, peeling back the layers of manipulation that govern our world. From the mind prison, engineered to keep us locked in fear and division, to the plasma matrix, the energetic web that's been hijacked to disconnect humanity from its true potential, he unpacks the systems designed to enslave us. He reveals the spiritual traps that have recycled human consciousness for millennia, and exposes how power is maintained by keeping humanity blind to its infinite nature. But that's not all. David Icke confronts the dystopian agendas being sold to us as progress and shines a light on the forces pulling the strings. This isn't comfortable. It's not for the faint of heart, but it is necessary. If you've ever felt there's more to reality than what we're told, tonight's conversation will challenge, inspire, and awaken something within you. David Icke returns after 13 years, and we're diving headfirst into The Reveal, the next stage of human awareness. David Icke is coming up next. Welcome to The Veritas Project. I'm your host, Mel Hostelrich. If this is your first time listening, welcome home. To access tonight's full interview and all of our exclusive material, simply join the Veritas Plus family by clicking on the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the power of FLFE with a 15-day free trial today. No credit card required. If you're looking to get in touch with me, have a guest suggestion, or would like to provide feedback, simply click on the contact button on our website. Your thoughts and ideas are always appreciated. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's program. His latest book is titled The Reveal, The Next Stage of Human Awareness. His website is davidicke.com. And joining us from the Isle of Wight in England, after almost 13 years, I'm honored to welcome the one and only David Icke. Hello, David, and welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm good, you know, carrying on amid the madness and the insanity. Yeah, it's, was it the Chinese say, may you live in interesting times? Well, I think we do.
We are indeed. And before we begin, congratulations on the new book. I have to ask you of the two elephants in the room, the election of Donald Trump again, and Elon Musk, two very special characters. I know you've spoken about them for a while, and, you know, I don't mean to offend anybody. We're just neutral and unbiased media here. Your thoughts on the new election and also your prime minister on your side?
Oh, don't start me on him. Over the last 35 years, I've been going deeper and deeper in the rabbit hole. And you reach a point eventually, and it happened to me a very, very long time ago, when you realize that there is a global cult, a global network of secret societies that are working through governments, government agencies, corporations, Silicon Valley, World Health Organization, Big Pharma, et cetera, and that the people that we think we're electing are put in there as puppets of that cult, that network. Some will know that more than others. And in terms of Keir Starmer, it pains me to say it, Prime Minister of Britain now, he will know that he is a puppet. He's at least a former member of the Trilateral Commission, one of their organizations. And I said before he was elected, in fact, some time before, because it was obvious he was going to get in, that he would be among the most despised and opposed prime ministers in British political history. Well, it didn't take long for that to start, because to really grasp what's happening in the world and what politics really is, you've got to find out what the agenda of this cult is, because these people are put in there to advance it. They're not put in there for the benefit of the population. That's blatantly obvious when you see politics at work. It's to advance this agenda. And this agenda is for the constant centralization of power, because the more you centralize power, the fewer people control more and more. That's why we've seen throughout human history this incessant centralization of power, from a point where we were in tribes and the people in the tribe decided what happened in the tribe. Then lots of tribes were brought together under what we call countries. And in places like Europe and other trading blocks, but certainly Europe, we now have large numbers of countries brought together and centrally dictated to. People like Keir Starmer are put in there to tick the boxes of this this agenda, which includes more and more censorship, of course, because if you want to control the narrative, then make sure any other narrative can't get to the public attention. We've seen that in the first literal weeks of Starmer's prime ministership, when he jailed people for posts on the internet for ridiculous, ridiculous amounts of time, while letting other people go for real crimes. And he's also pushing this, we must get to net zero and transform human society as a result. That's pushing on and pushing on in the ridiculous narrative of human-caused climate change. And, you know, if you think about it, human society, as it's developed, has been founded on the use of fossil fuels. So if you have an agenda to transform human society into something else, then if you can reduce the use of that which is the foundation of the industrial world, fossil fuels, then all you really have to do is set that target, that net zero target. And in moving towards it, you will, by definition, transform human society. It has to transform because you're taking away its foundation step by step. So all this is going on. And then, you know, you've got the apparent reaction to that in the Trump-Musk election, in terms of Musk's non-election. And I've been tracking Musk for a very long time, long before he bought Twitter or was allowed to buy Twitter, which is the point. And what we're looking at, in my view, and this is where I differ, not from the entirety of the so-called alternative media, but from the central core of it, which has really taken over since COVID, it's my view that what we're looking at is something that I call designer manipulation. You have an agenda which you're moving towards, and it's blatant that Keir Starmer in Britain is moving towards it. And it was blatant that the Joe Biden regime, I won't say Joe Biden's administration because he didn't know what day it was, but his regime and that which was running it were also blatantly advancing this agenda. So in America, the kind of mentality that supports the Democrats they're open to the hard sell of this global agenda, which is played out through organizations like the World Economic Forum, through personalities like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and so on. They're kind of open to it. We saw how they just laid down and did whatever they were told through the COVID hoax. So you can give them the hard sell. But there's another very large group of people in America and around the world too, but we're talking about America, that don't want that, that are pushing back on that, that want to stop it. So this, what I call designer manipulation, you can't try to manipulate the approval of that second group with the hard sell. You have to do the soft sell. You have to tell them that you stand for certain things when, in the end, the same agenda is unfolding. Now, what is the foundation of that agenda? There's many, many elements to it, but the core of it, the one they want more than any other, is the fusion of humans and artificial intelligence. And you've got hard sell people like Klaus Schwab, like Ray Kurzweil at Google, the so-called futurist, who openly talk about the fact that we're going to be connected to artificial intelligence. Kurzweil said some years ago now that by 2030, humans would be connected to artificial intelligence. And in his words, once that connection was made, artificial intelligence would do more and more of human thinking until human thinking as we know it was basically negligible. In other words, deleted. And so you can play that with what used to be called the left. It's called the woke left now, because it's not the left I grew up in when I was growing up in England. But you can't get away with that with the kind of people that would support Trump. And so one of the great ways of manipulating perception, which means manipulating behavior, because we get our behavior from our perceptions, is to tell people what they want to hear. It's so powerful because people you're telling it to want it to be true. They don't want to hear that actually it's not true and they're being manipulated. They want it to be true. So their door is swinging open in terms of acceptance. You tell people what they don't want to hear, even though it's true, and you're going to get pushback and the door's going to be slammed. And so you tell people what they want to hear. So what we've heard from Donald Trump and Musk and these other people around them, many of them AI billionaires, is that they stand for freedom and they're going to dismantle a deep state. However, if you look at Musk, his income for his companies massively comes from the deep state. Subsidies from government galore for Tesla, and massive contracts from NASA and the Pentagon for SpaceX. And like I say, I've been tracking him for a long time before Twitter. And the reason was that he was ticking all these boxes of this agenda that I'd been uncovering. For instance, Tesla, he is the sales pitcher, the prime one for electric vehicles. And what's electric vehicles about? It's not about saving the environment, just a hoax and an excuse for centralization of power and transforming human society. So what's the game? Well, the idea is that not that petrol and diesel vehicles will be replaced by electric vehicles. It's that the vast majority of people currently driving around in petrol and diesel will not have a vehicle. That's the idea. And crucially, part of that is to move from anyone driving a vehicle at all to autonomous vehicles. Been writing about this for decades, that this was the plan. And so you look at petrol and diesel vehicles, and you're not going to have autonomous vehicles that way. They have to be electrical, and they have to be computer controlled, obviously. Now, interestingly, way, way back in the 1990s, I was writing about this plan to move people vastly out of the rural areas and into megacities, and to deny access to vast tracts of land in the United States and elsewhere for the population. Now, with autonomous vehicles, that's exactly what you can do. Because at the moment, you're getting a petrol diesel vehicle and you drive, with exceptions, pretty much where you want. But the computer in an autonomous vehicle is not going to let you do that. It's going to dictate where you can and cannot go. And autonomous vehicles are all about control. And one of the aspects of that is to have things like autonomous taxis, so that if anyone is moving around, and there'll be massive restrictions planned on movement, we're already seeing it, then it will be by an autonomous taxi where you're under control, where you can go and where you can't go. And we've got Musk now bringing out, he says, this autonomous taxi, but it's not only him, it's others too. And of course, because the resale value of electric vehicles is so catastrophic, because the cost of the batteries and replacing the batteries, you are not going to organically or by mere persuasion get people to buy electric vehicles on the scale that replaces petrol and diesel with them. So you have to do it through legislation and subsidies. And this is where a lot of money for Tesla has come from via the government. And it's also why you're seeing these laws being passed that after a certain period, no more petrol diesel vehicles are going to be made. It's forcing it upon people. And then you look at SpaceX. And SpaceX, if you look at its history, Musk and a CIA operative called Michael Griffin were flying to Russia, apparently to do a deal for intercontinental ballistic missiles. I mean, you know, go figure. The deal didn't happen. And on the plane back, Griffin says that Musk told him he was going to start SpaceX. He then offered Griffin a job, apparently, a top job with SpaceX. Griffin didn't take it. Instead, he took another job as head of the CIA's technological development arm called InQtel, or IQT. And a few years later, the same Griffin was made head of NASA. And once he became head of NASA, that's when the massive contract started to be given to SpaceX by NASA. And what they're doing, and Musk is bragging about it all the time, is putting up these low orbit satellites, thousands up there already, tens of thousands coming, to fire an electromagnetic field, in effect, at the Earth. Others are doing it as well, but SpaceX is the leader. And of course, all over now, all over the world.
thank you for listening. To unlock the full 2-hour interview, including video formats, downloads, transcripts, exclusive articles, and more, subscribe to Veritas Plus now. Gain access to our entire archive dating back to 2008. Just click subscribe at veritasproject.com. To listen to the rest and access all of our exclusive material, head over to the Veritas Plus member section or click the subscribe button at veritasproject.com. Don't forget to visit the Veritas store for a range of great products, including focused life force energy. Experience the benefits with a 15-day free trial of FLFE today. No credit card required. If you'd like to get in touch with me, be a guest on the program, have a guest suggestion, or want to provide feedback, just click the contact button on our website at veritasproject.com. Thank you for listening to The Veritas Project, because you don't want to believe, you want to know. What are you waiting for? Subscribe now at veritasproject.com.